Democrats will try to reverse laws passed by the Republican majority this summer. Those laws prevented Planned Parenthood from getting about $1 million. They also restricted how many women could get family planning services by changing income eligibility levels. Madison Representative Helen Kelderoys is one of the bill's authors. She says cancer screenings and contraceptives save money in the long run.
And I ask my colleagues on the Republican side of the aisle who are concerned about efficient use of taxpayer dollars to join me in this effort, to join all of us in trying to restore basic access to health care for women.
At a time when the state's focus is on jobs, advocates for the women's health bills point to the fact that more than 65% of Wisconsin women work. Representative Christine Sinicki of Milwaukee says employers want to keep productivity high.
One of the most urgent reasons to invest in a comprehensive health care for women is to help them go to work every day, help them stay in their jobs long term.
Democrats also say they'll oppose an effort to repeal comprehensive sex education in the schools. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.